All right, thank you for being here tonight for the Planning Commission meeting. If we have any public comments that are not on the agenda pertaining to agenda item, now is the time to come forward, and we would love to hear from you. And if not, we can move to agenda item 3, consideration of a conditional use permit for 3 drive approaches on 25 East Pacific Avenue and Camare Manzanares. Is the applicant? Yes? Okay. Thank you for being here.
All righty, this is a conditional use permit for drive approaches at 25 East Pacific Avenue. This is an existing lot where they had an asphalt parking lot and no official drive approach for passenger vehicles. And because of the types of trucks and things like that they have, they decided to tear out the asphalt and replace it with concrete. During the construction, our city engineer drove by and flagged them and said, hey, you don't have permits, and you're disturbing well over 5,000 square feet of impervious surface, which requires that they come into compliance with our low-impact development standards regarding stormwater drainage, retention, detention, landscaping elements, and then driveway accesses. And the driveway accesses and landscaping elements are tools to achieve the stormwater requirements. So we stopped the work. If you drive over there right now, half of their parking lot is repoured and the other half is just dirt. They are actively working with the city engineering department regarding the grading and drainage. I just sent them, I think, the final set of red lines, just a few clarifying comments, and so then they should be able to go back and finish their parking lot. In the meantime, they are requesting conditional use permits for the quantity and size of official drive approaches on their property. This was the conditions of the property prior to them removing the asphalt. It's a corner property that has 390 feet of frontage on Main Street and 260 on Pacific Avenue, well over 600. The Planning Commission can grant more than 2 drive approaches as a conditional use on a property when the property has more than 400 feet of frontage. So it's a reasonable ask in this situation. They have a current drive approach that enters into their outdoor storage yard that is 36 feet wide. It's the only official drive approach on the property. This is what it looked like prior to them pulling it out or pulling out the asphalt. So to come into a more compliant setting, this is what they have proposed. They have maintained the drive approach that goes to the outdoor storage. It's not being touched. It's still going to be 36 feet wide. They are wanting and proposing to put a 50-foot wide drive approach on Pacific, and that is primarily going to be for the trucks that are coming up to their bay doors, larger truck traffic. Then there is a landscaped island. It's fairly small. You can see it better on their landscape plan. That is going to help divert the stormwater from that parking lot, because originally and in the past, all the stormwater has been graded out to the street, and that is not legal with our low impact development standards. So that little landscaped island, as small as it is helping divert the water and catch some of that water with the help of like sloping and things like that. So they're requesting the 50-foot driveway as a conditional use permit. They are permitted a 40-foot driveway, but upon review and approval of the city engineer, who is in support of this plan, they can request that from you guys. Now, regarding the third drive approach, it is a 15-foot wide approach, well over 8 feet from the property line, which is a requirement, and is going to be used for the passenger vehicles only. And it is to allow formal parking stalls that meet our code with the drive aisle to back out and then pull out of the parking lot forward facing, which are all code requirements. And also just make it a more official parking lot with your striping, your ADA accessible stall, etc. So, like I said, they are actively working on the drainage stuff. That is not part of this conditional use permit request. The DRC is recommending approval of the conditional use permit for the third drive approach, and one of which being 50 feet wide at 25 Pacific Avenue with no conditions. So So, and just to clarify for the applicant and the commission, this conditional use permit does not grant them the ability to go tomorrow and start replacing the concrete. It's just a step in that direction. They cannot start replacing or pouring that concrete until they have the green light and the stamp plan set from our city engineer. Any questions?
Thanks, Mackenzie. Any questions from the commission?
I do have a question. So on this drawing right here, so the 50-foot driveway is the one, like, kind of facing, like, in front of that building, and then the smaller one's on the right, and then the third one is to the left of that? Is that?
Do you want me? I'm going to start from the corner of Main Street and Pacific. The first driveway, I don't even think it shows it on this plan, but Sherry can point out where it's at. It's like right there. And it's already an established driveway. It has the flared end sections, everything like that. And it was never disturbed as part of this construction, so we're kind of just like letting it be. So that's the first 36-foot wide drive approach. You can see it on the picture up top.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and then the existing conditions in the picture below, it was just a concrete waterway.
That opens it. Yeah, got it.
Okay. So now there's going to be a little landscaped buffer between the outdoor storage yard and the parking lot, the 50-foot wide driveway, another landscape buffer, and these landscape buffers are helping, like I said,
right,
divert traffic, water, yeah, catch water, yeah, et cetera. And then that little 15-foot wide drive approach, just so cars that are parked right in that area can back out and safely maneuver out of the parking area,
okay,
forward facing onto the street.
Thanks.
Because right now they back out or they have the free will to do whatever.
So is there going to be a curb then, like a curb, and then where the driveway is going to be?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, it'll be an official driveway that meets city standards.
Any other comment or discussion? And if not, we can move to a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for three drive approaches, one of which being 50 feet wide at 25 East Pacific Avenue with no conditions.
And do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Ward. Any comment or discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And it passes. Thank you for being here, and thank you for the improvement on that property. It looks really nice. Excited to see that. Okay, we will move to agenda item number 4, report on city council items.
Great. So I wanted to report that last week at the city council meeting, the triplets on Main PUD concept plan was approved by the city council. They added one condition. They wanted it included in their CCNRs, a provision that stated the residents should use their garage for parking, and I wrote storage there. So use their garages for parking and not solely for storage. So I misstated there in that in this slide. Sorry, but anyway, that was approved. So they'll move on to producing their preliminary and final plat and be back before you in the next few weeks, I assume. And that is the only action item from that. The other thing I wanted to update you about was the general plan. So that'll be updated. We're going to be starting. We've signed the contract with Landmark Design. And March through May, the consultant will be reviewing our existing plans and our data. We'll be planning a joint work session with the Planning Commission and City Council to kick off. I don't have a date for that yet. As part of the community engagement, they're going to form a steering committee. The steering committee will meet about 3 times a year, and we would like to have 2 city council members, 2 planning commissioners, and representatives from the Parks Committee, a representative from the business community, and a development representative, and then, of course, the city staff will be part of that steering committee. And so I'm not really sure how you want to handle that. We will plan those meetings to be like at the end of the day, one in March, at the end of March or first part of April, maybe like a Thursday around 4 o'clock. So I don't know which planning commissioners would be available for that, if you want to discuss that or not. and talk about, you know, decide who would like to be part of that steering committee. Let me just go over the rest of the schedule because I wanted to just share that with you because I prepared this for a couple of our new city council members so they could understand the process. Also, as part of the community engagement, there'll be a Project West website that will be hosted by the consultant. We'll put a link to that on our website. They'll be using a website called Social Pinpoint Online Engagement. And then we'll be working, city staff will be working to promote that engagement at upcoming public meetings, at city events, on our social media with the elementary schools and getting kids excited about planning. And hopefully they'll get their parents excited about planning and come to some of our general plan open houses. Our first public meeting should be in April. It'll be a scoping meeting. So it'll be open to the general public. We'll have some visual surveys and they'll do some data collection from the residents that attend, try to get some feedback and try to establish what the citizenry's concerns or values and priorities are. Then we'll be doing some focus groups in the neighborhoods. We have four scheduled. One will be held in Foxborough. One will be held in Midtown or in the town center. One will be the east side or the hillside properties, and one for the business communities. And those will be held in April and May. From April to June, the consultant will be assessing our goals and values in our existing general plan based and also on the feedback that they get at the workshops, at the scoping meeting, and then through the surveys. They'll develop the analysis and alternatives development between June and September. The second steering committee meeting will be in June or July, with a public meeting number two scheduled for around August. That will be where they'll present alternatives for the general plan, kind of two scenarios. Like if you remember when UDOT does their EIS for like their projects, like for I-15, they'll come up with a couple different scenarios and then they'll take public comment on both of those and find out which one is the best scenario for the public and also for the needs of the community. So they'll do that. Then they'll start drafting the general plan update. That'll be between August and December. We'll have our third public meeting in January, where they'll present the draft plan at an open house. And I think I didn't put a steering committee meeting in there, but there'll be a steering committee meeting before it goes to the open house, probably in November or December. And then the general plan will be ready for adoption process and brought to the Planning Commission for public hearings and for the City Council in February and March in 2025. So that's the schedule for the general plan update. Do you have any questions about that or volunteers who want to be on the steering committee?
Can I ask a question? Are we still doing a joint City Council Planning Commission kickoff, or are we doing these series of steering committee meetings, or both?
Both. We're going to do both.
Okay. And then at what point do we know the impacts of UDOT's reconstruction from Salt Lake to Farmington and that, and what that's going to do to our circulation and that?
So the record of decision should be, they thought it should be done in June of this year. So we will know if they approve the current alignment and what the impacts will be on us
and
by then.
We lose our little exit over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. That actually fits pretty nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, it fits in really nicely, yeah.
Any other questions? Sherry, do you want us to do that, to do like a nomination for that and let people think about that? Or do you want us to discuss two steering committee members tonight?
If you think you have availability, I would love for, some people to volunteer or be, directed. I don't think it has to be as formal as nominate people to be there. It's kind of, are you available and do you want to be on the steering committee? Those people can report back from the steering committee meetings to the full planning commission.
All right. Is anybody wanting to volunteer know that they're interested in that at this point?
I would have the availability.
All right, we got Ryan Holbrook.
I want to do it.
All right.
As penance for being late.
You have to be on the 1 year.
You missed the introduction. You have to do this.
All right.
Great.
Is that okay with everyone? Ryan and Brandon?
Yep, Ryan Holbrook and Brandon Tucker as the committee members from the Planning Commission.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, and then we are approval of the minutes from February 27th. Are there any amendments to the minutes? And if not, Ron can make a motion.
I'm glad I have usefulness here. Commissioner Jorgensen, I move that the meeting minutes for the February 27th Planning Commission be approved as drafted.
Thank you. And a second?
Commissioner Holbrook, second.
Thank you. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
You weren't kidding about that 7 minutes.